bottom of an embezzlement base. Mother said that even though the halacha is not like Rav Gamliel by din v'sar, that dir v'sar, that if you're put into a corral or whatever, that you have more than arba amos, but if you're put into a spina, there you do have more than arba amos. And the reason is because since you were in, Rav Zera says the reason is that the spina doesn't have a din of arba amos altogether. Rashi says three different reasons why. And Rabba says because since you were in the avir of the mechitzas already Friday of the Sfina, so that has a din already of the whole Sfina has a din of arba amos. Samara says Rab Zera my time aloma karaba. Why didn't Rab Zera say like Rabba that the reason is because you were shoveis ba'avir mechitzos? Amalecha mechitzos lahavriach mayim masilos. The mechitzos don't help. The mechitzos aren't considered mechitzos for the boat. The purpose of the mechitzos is to keep the water out, but it's not for the sake of the inside of the boat. Rashi lavriach mayim asiyos veloch hashivin mechitzos lasos sfina kula karba amos. Since even though they have a din of mechitzos legabi rishus hayachid, whatever legabi the din of arba amos, since they're mostly made for the outside to protect from the outside, they don't have a din of making everything that's inside arba amos. But Rabba, my time alo omek Rav Zera. Why didn't Rabba say like Rav Zera, right? That the boat constantly takes you out of your arba amos one way or another, and therefore there's no din of arba amos by a boat. Where it says mahalechas kulei amalo plige enochanami. Rabba agrees to Rav Zera where the boat's moving. Ki plige b'sha'onda. The argument is when the boat stops. There for sure there's a din of arba amos. So Rabba holds that there's still a din of arba amos in the boat when it stops, and therefore you need another time. And Rav Zera holds no, that even there the din of arba amos doesn't apply. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchok Masnisa Nami Deika the Mahaleches Lo Plige. You can medayik in the Mishnah also that they're only arguing where it's moving, not where it stopped. They're only arguing where it stopped, not where it's moving. Mimai Midiktani Maisa Shabo Mipoundresin the Fligos Vinosim Biyam. Right, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elezer ben Azariah Holchu Eskula, Rav Yeshua ben Rav Yakiva Lo Zozu Mi Arba Amos Shiratzu Lahachmer Lasma, because he wanted to be Machmer. I amres bishlom of mahaleches lo plige hanu diktoni rotz rotzu, right? Dilma omda. Then it's a chumrah, right? They were machmer because they were afraid maybe the boat would stop, and then taka they would be the halacha would be like Rabba that what's it called that it would have a din of arba amos. So even when it was moving, they were machmer not to move out of the arba amos. Eli I amres plige if there's machlokas is in both cases. Hi, Rotsu Lahachmer Isurahu. Right? Lechora, what do you mean Rotsu Lahachmer? They should have paskened like, what's it called, like the Chachom against Rav Gamliel, that it was also Minadin, not also Chumra. Rashi. Omer Lochor, but Mahalechus, the Ikal Amemer, high time, the Sfina no Talto, Afir Rabbi Akiva molded the Shori. Ki plige Bishaomda. Bishas Amidosa, Konulu Dalan Amosayim. As soon as it stops, you have a din of Adalaramas. You can't walk out of the Adalaramas. Vafilo Haki Sharim Gamliel, Mishum Avir Mechitzos. Still, Rav Gamliel says it's Mutter. That's what Rabba says because of the Avir Mechitzos. Hainu Diktani, Rotsu Lahachmir. The Mashma Deshari, Afilo Rabbi Akiva. Alma Ki Asre, Lav the Mahaleches Asri, Lekule Alma. The Inuhu Da Achmir Anafshayim. The Dilma Omda Piton Velava Daidim. If it's talking where it was moving, and everybody holds when it's moving, it's okay. And it says that Rabbi Akiva wanted to be machmir, right, because he was afraid it would stop. That's where Rabbi Akiva holds taka that it's asr. But now that it's moving, there's no reason to be to asr. Elai amras ba'amda divrei akol asr the mechitzas lo chashivin v'mahaleches hu deplige my rotsu hala Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yeshua bein mahaleches bein amda isurav. Right, if they say that the machlokas is even when it's moving. So then they hold that it's osur even when it's moving. So then what's it called? What's the rotsu lahachmer? They hold it's osur. Deka nami de amda plige. No. Who? Amar Avashi masnisa nami deka. Can bring another raya from the Mishnah that it's talking daka when it's stopped, where there's a machlokas whether it's what's it called the svina. You can move through the whole boat or only dalat amos. Diktoni svina dumya de dir vesar. because it said Stina compared to a deer Vesar. Not deer Vesar Dikti, Astina, not me Dikti. The Stina is in the same situation that the deer Vesar is, where they're not moving. So the Stina is also talking where it's not moving. But if it'd be moving, it'd be different, because then there's no Dalad Amas. Omer Le Ravacha Bere de Ravel Ravashi. Hilchasuk Ram Gamliel Bestina. Hilchasuk Mechlav de Pligas. Mashu, they argue by Stina. Right? That not only do they argue by Dir Vesar, they argue by Stina too. But the halacha is like Ram Gamliel. Mar says it. Right? And the Hanami, they do argue. I bought Tanya, and we have a Bryce that says, Hananya, Omer, Kol Oso Hayom, Yoshua Vedona Bedover, Halacha, Emesh. V'hichriya achi abba v'dover v'dover halacha emes hichriya achi abba halacha kram gamliel b'stina v'halacha kram yakiva b'dir v'sar ena chinami. We see a brayta that says that they had a pasuk in the halacha kram gamliel b'stina, mashma they argued even by stina, and the halacha kram yakiva by dir v'sar, because kram gamliel argues even b'dir v'sar. Rashi dekanami Divam the pligi mechlal the pligi v'svina bitmiya v'haratzuk tani menalahu l'rav u'shmul the pligi v'svina. It says they wanted to be machmir, mashma that there wasn't really a machlokus. Right? Minyan din they held that you're allowed to walk the whole boat. Well, it says no. They argued on that too. Like we said, they argued when ba'amda by svina, and when it's moving in yichanani, there wasn't a machlokus. In v'atanya b'nichusa who pligi b'sha'amda, machlokus is where it stopped. Where it says they wanted to be machmer, that's when it was moving, and they were machmer because they were afraid it would stop. And Rav Gamliel holds even when it stopped, it's what's it called yitzmoter, because shavs to be'aver mechitzos. Okay. Halacha k'ramim v'svina ke'ein svinah so shoyser maleches. The halacha is like when it's moving. The lo chashin l'shema amda. We're not afraid it's going to stop. Ramgamliel argues even when it stopped, because he holds it has the same din as din v'sar. They also stop. They ain't halacha kamoso ele b'maleches. Halacha is only like Ramgamliel when it's moving. Aval amda the hainu dir v'sar halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. When it stopped, then halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, just like if the halacha is like him, like dir v'sar. Kolos layom shoy v'stina. The whole day in the boat they were arguing about it. Achi abba Rabbi Yeshua, my father's brother who's Rabbi Yeshua. Emesh lo erev, and in the evening they came to the maskana that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel by a boat that's moving, and the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by Dir Vesar and a boat that stopped. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Chananya, yesh tchumim lemala miasara or ain tchumim lemala miasara? Chananya has the following shaila: is there a din of tchumim higher when you're above 10 tvachim? The din of tchumim was only within 10 tvachim, because that's considered a makom, al yetse ish min mekomo, and makom is within 10 tvachim. That something higher than 10 tvachim is not called a makom anymore. And therefore, if you walk 2,000 amas, and now you got up on top of a platform that's more than 10 tvachim, and it's not a rishus hayachid, right, we'll see, then what's it called? Then you're not going out of the tchum, because you're above the area of tchumim. Or you have a whole platform that goes 2,000 amas, you can walk for 10,000 amas on top of a platform, because you're above 10 tefachim. So amud gavu asor v'rochav ar balotzi boyalach, the aris michtahi, that's a regular rishus hayochid. It's like the ground extends up, right? If it's 4 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim high, that wasn't the shayla. Shayla is not where you're in a rishus hayochid above, right? That's a makom to itself. Ki ti boyalach v'amud gavu asor v'ein rochav ar boyalach. It's 10 tefachim high and it's not 4. It's like a wall, not 4 tefachim wide. Inami de causal bekvitza, or you're flying. What's it called? You're jumping, right? Higher than 10 tefachim. Lishnachrina besnino, you're a boat that's on the water higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. Right? The water isn't considered a makom, it's not a ground. The ground is the ground underneath. So you're 10 tefachim above the ground. In a boat. My. So or today you're in an airplane or whatever. Rashi. Yesh tchumim. Isur tchumim lamala mi'asor kin uforish v'ozum. Ba'amud gavo asor v'rochav arbo. V'nichnas rosho echad v'toch hatchum. And one of its, the tops of this wall went into the tchum. Losi boyaloch di isur tchumim noibah. that's for sure, the Isser Tchumim is noheg by something that has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. V'lo yal al rosho shebesoch ha-tchum v'yetzei l'rosho acher d'hachazi l'hiluch v'hiluch ma'alyahu. That's a regular hiluch, that's a regular makom, that's the halacha of al yetzei ish min komo, where we learn Tchumim from, applies to that also, whether it's an asmacht or it's min ha-torah, that's where we learn it from. The Ein Rachav Da'a, the Shaila was only where the wall was not four tefachim wide. And you're walking on the wall. Do you have a din of tchum or not? The lo nicha tashmishti. There it's not nicha to walk, so it's not called mekomo. It's not, that's not called person's tchum. That's not the isra of tchum. The kvitza b'shem. You're able to fly by saying some shame of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and people could fly like that. Mi havi hiluch olo. So is that called walking? Is that called walking? My Omer of Hoshea Toshma Ma'ase Shebo Mi Pandrasin VeHifligos Finosim B'Yam. See, Omer B'Shlama Yesh Tchumim Mishum Hachi Ratzu. If there's a din of tchumim by a boat that's higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, that's why they were machmer, right? Because it was possible that they'd be over the isra of tchum. Elai Omer Shein Tchumim. If there's no din of tchumim bichlal over 10 tefachim over the ground, then what was this? Why were they machmer? Even if the boat would stop, there's no din of tchumim. They're above the 10 tefachim. Amai rotzer. Kidama Rava. The Mahaleches Berakak. Rava later on says, in answer to another question, he's talking where the boat was in a shallow part of the river, and it wasn't 10 tefachim over the ground. It was in a rakak, which was a shallow part. Hachanambi Mahaleches, the same thing over here. Talking with a boat was in very shallow water and it was less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Rashi. Stam svina lamala mi'asorim aleches. Stam svina goes higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. Ve'ena nocha. Ve'domi l'kvitsa ba'avir. Ve'afilu hachiyosu. Amai rotsu ve'en bo shum isra. Afilu omba. Even the boat would stop, there wouldn't be any isra. It's above 10 tefachim. Ve'rekak pochus mi'asorim. Right? That it was in a shallow place in the river. One time they didn't come into the port till it got dark, and then they had a shiloh they could get off the boat or not. So right, the boat again was what's it called, higher than 10 tefachim from the water. So what was the shiloh? When they came into the tchum, they were what's it called, higher than 10 tefachim. So what was the they were never yotzei min tchum, the boat was constantly above 10 tefachim. Elei Omrus ain't tchumin. If there's no tchumin l'malam miasora, kilo hayino besoch hatchum may have. Right? What was the shaila? Whether they were in the tchum, they weren't in the tchum. There's no tchumin above the 10 tefachim. Omar Rava, here's what Rava said. What he's quoted before. The maleches berakak in a chanami. It was talking where the boat was in a very shallow part, so it was within 10 tefachim of the ground constantly. So then there was a shaila whether they had come into the tchum before Shabbos was over, or they didn't come into the tchum. Toshma, Honi Shev Shmaisa, Dis Amram Bitsafra Bishabsa Kamei Birab Chizda Besura. There were seven, what's it called, halachas that were said in the morning, Shabbos morning, in front of Rav Chizda and Sura. Uvahadi Pand the Shabsa Kamei the Rav of Pumpadisa. And in the afternoon, that same Shabbos, the same seven halachas were said by the same person. Right, in Pumpadisa, in front of Rava. Now, how could anyone have gotten from Sura to Pumpadisa on the same day? First of all, it's Chutzut Chum. Second of all, it's a big, what's it called, unless they went by helicopter, they couldn't have gotten there. Man Amrinu, Lav Eliyahu Amrinu, must have been somebody like Eliyahu Hanavi, right, that they could have gone in two different places at the same time. Alma ain't chum l'ma'asar. Eliyahu l'chora was allowed to go, what's it called, from one place to the other. And some say it doesn't mean Eliyahu Navi. It means somebody like Eliyahu. Right? Somebody that could have gone a feat like that, but a ma'asi went out of the tchum. That was a shayach. Must be that, what's it called, it was somebody like Eliyahu that could go b'kvitza and fly from place to place above 10 tefachim. And that's the only way we can figure out how it's possible for somebody to have gotten from one place to the other outside the tchum on the same Shabbos and say the halachas over. Where it says, "Lo, Dilma Yosef Sheda Amrinu." Maybe it was Yosef the Shade, who's not chayiv in mitzvahs, and therefore he was the one who did it. right? And there's a another pshita that some say the shade is asur, as mutter in halacha. Therefore, he could report the Torah. He talked and he knew what was going on. So he came and he said over these seven halachas in Surah and in Pumbedisa on the same day. But he himself wasn't chayiv in mitzvahs, so he could go even chutz l'tchum. That is a shade. He's not a person. Others hold the shade is also what's called chayiv in mitzvahs. And he wasn't allowed to, because he learned Torah and he could report Torah, he's chayiv in mitzvahs too. So how he did it was with a telephone. It says he had a big, you know, those tin can telephones. He had a big shvoferis. One end was in Surah, the other in Pupadisa, but only a shade could do this. And he reported the halachas by phone from one to the other. Since it wasn't an electric phone, there was nothing wrong with it. And they bring a raya from here that talking chutz l'tchum is not awesome. You just can't walk chutz l'tchum. But if I yell to somebody outside of my tchum and they hear me the other side, it's okay. So making your voice go chutz l'tchum is okay. Surah and Pumbedisa, I don't know exactly, but they were miles and miles apart. One was in
100 kilometers.
Yeah, not a few kilometers.
Yeah,
they were in different portions of Bava. These things don't have a map of Bava where Surah and Pumbedisa is.
So you were telling that on a weekday someone could travel in one day?
In one day, Mistami. I'm not sure. I don't know. Mistami could travel from one end of Bava to the other end of Bava in one day. But these were in different, completely different parts of Bava. Okay, Rashi. Yosef Sheda, the Lominter Shabbos, he didn't keep Shabbos. He didn't have to keep Shabbos. He was a Shade. He didn't have to keep Shabbos. What else is over here? We said already. Okay, Tosus has a whole long thing over here about going on boats, Erev Shabbos, where the boat is run by a goy. So in the Gemara in Shabbos, we learned, said you can't go onto a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos if it's not for a Lashem Mitzvah, right, or something that's Shasat Chak or whatever, regularly. But there it's either because of Omik Shabbos, because you don't get used to the boat, you get seasick first 3 days. So it's not only Shabbos. Tosa says the reason is because we're afraid you'll make a raft. The boat will start to sink or whatever. You'll make a raft. And that's the reason you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. Or the goy will need your help in driving the boat. Then you'll be over the Yisurin. Right? You'll be driving the boat in a Carmelis and be moving the boat. Or that the goy will have to do malacha bedafka for you. So anything less than 3 days, not to put yourself in that matzah, 3 days, you can. Or because of the tchumen, because you're yotzim in a tchum. But before 3 days, you're on the boat already, and then the boat's moving by itself. So shaila is going to be a tzorich mitzvah, whatever. We are allowed to go into the boat, Erev Shabbos, right? So do you have to be on the boat dafka before Shabbos comes, become the shvisa on the boat, and then the boat becomes your place? And like we said before, since you were in the Avir and the Chitzos, and the boat, there's no union of Dalet Amos, that once the boat's moving and you were shoveis before, is considered like the boat is your Dalet Amos, right? And then there's no Isra of Tchum, and some hold that you don't even have to stay on the boat Erev Shabbos. You go to the boat Friday night, make Kiddush, become the Shvisa, and then the next day you watch the call, come back to the boat. And then they have a shiloh, okay, that's with a boat. How about if you get into a car? Cart. That's a motorized thing. But there's no motor on Erev Shabbos. Can you go chutz l'tchum in that, since you call the shvisa inside the cart? So you say, no, a boat, once it's moving, it doesn't stop. You're in the middle of the ocean. But a car, you can stop every minute and get off. You can't get off the boat. But you can get off the cart. Then it doesn't. There's no inyan of being called the shvisa there, and once you're in it, it goes chutz l'tchum. You're chutz l'tchum too. And surely, if the cart's being dragged by an animal, that's also because you're not allowed to be mishtamish with animals on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the question is only by a boat, and there are ways of being called the shvisa before Shabbos or Yom Tov, and to travel on the boat. People travel on boats for weeks and weeks at a time. They didn't get off, you know, for Shabbos. And there was no inyan of not going chutz l'tchum. Once you're on the boat, that's your makom, and the boat moves, and you're not moving. You're not going chutzot chum, the boat's going chutzot chum, you're stationary, basically. So that's basically the het of agabit chum.
And the lachal ma'isa, you can say Shem Hashem and fly, so you can fly beyond the high mountain.
Could, I mean, la lachal ma'isa, could you do it? If you have a lachora, I don't know, for those people who know how to do it, they know if they're allowed to do it also. I'm holding the difficulty walking, let alone flying. Maisa, no. It's some hold that ishtamish bitaga means you use a shem Hashem. Those who know that you manipulate shem Hashem, but above and if you use them for your own personal reasons, it's yuchayv misa. But if somebody needed it, let's say over there, to say the halacha or whatever, he needed the shem mitzvah, he needed to save Klal Yisrael, something like that, all these stories, there you're allowed to use it because it's not for your own personal use. But a person who uses Shemus of the Rabbanu Shalom to do these kind of things for his own personal use, that's for sure. Yeah, all over. We had him, Yosef Sheda in Brachas. Remember I mentioned Yosef Sheda? Over there in the last parak, we had that Yosef Sheda was traveling on two ends of the river over there, carrying things, and they didn't fall in. It's also in Baba Basra, in the Agadita of Rabba Barachana. Where else is Yosef Shida is mentioned a few places in Shas.